People played board games in rooms lit by oil lamps, cooked in clay pots, dropped coins, leaving behind traces of lives played out in city streets many hundreds of years ago. Now the day-to-day routines of people who have called Norwich's parish of St Peter Hungate home, across millennia, are being brought back into focus. A few became key figures of history, their names remembered through centuries and even across continents. Most have been forgotten, lost amongst without trace among the countless generations who have followed them. But just occasionally a possession survives which reveals a little of how they lived. Now these isolated artefacts of history, unearthed during roadworks and rebuilding projects, plus names recorded in parish records, and the clues still visible in the art and architecture of modern Norwich, are being brought together in an exhibition at Hungate Medieval Art, the charity which interprets Norfolk's medieval heritage from its base to the former parish church of St Peter Hungate. There's probably a church here between Tombland and the modern city centre more than 1,000 years ago. The name Hungate is believed to be a shortening of hound plus the Viking word for street, although this Street of the Dogs eventually became Prince's Street. Its ancient name lives on in its church. Hungate was one of 58 medieval parishes within the city walls. Small by comparison with some of its neighbours, but also rich in art and architecture, particularly in this 15th century heyday. The building we see today is mainly 15th century, rebuilt when the parish was prosperous and thriving, but people living in Hungate, or passed through, way back in the Stone Age, much later Saxon and Danish settlers built quays along the river and would have traded goods around the coast of East Anglia, the North Sea nations, and beyond as well. Fishmongers clustered here about 1,000 years ago, after the Norman conquest and the building of the cathedral and the castle nearby, the parish must have been wealthier than average. It is unlikely that poorer people lived in this area even in Saxon times due to the river's use in trade, says Helen Lunnan, who is curating the exhibition. Resources could be immediately used and consumed near the river in the various trades in a small but well-stocked parish. In the 15th century heyday, the parish and its church was associated with the Paston family, who rose from the peasantry to the aristocracy within just two generations. A collection of letters between members of this Norfolk family is the earliest private correspondence to survive in Britain, and gives a unique insight into both tiny domestic details and national, social and political upheaval. The Pastons of Hungate helped finance the ambitious church rebuilding and refurnishing. A century later, Augustine Stuart, who saved Blackfriars Hall for the people of Norwich after the Reformation, lived in a large house in Elm Hill. He's buried in St Peter Hungate. The exhibition also includes information about medieval residents of Elm Hill and Princes Street, and some of the people who built, decorated, and used the church. Many of the houses have undercrofts, or ancient cellars, which will be featured in the exhibition through pictures and information. An archaeological item is brought into the church for family handling sessions. The volunteers of Hungate Medieval Art have worked with the University of East Anglia project, the Medieval Parish Churches of Norwich, City, Community and Architecture, which is researching all of the city's medieval churches and parishes, and will also be taking part in the first Flintspiration Festival, which will be celebrating the medieval churches of Norwich this spring. Exhibition curator Dr. Helen Lunnan said, "We're thrilled to take this opportunity to dedicate an exhibition to the beautiful medieval church in which we operate, and to tell the story of the people and the area it served in the medieval ages. Hungate, as the parish, is a chance to see how people lived, worked, and worshipped in one small part of the city over many centuries. A companion exhibition called Hungate Since the Middle Ages will continue the story of the parish from Tudor grandeur through the Victorian slums and beyond. Stories will include the merchants and mayors of the 17th and 18th centuries, radicals and reformers, slums and hard times, and the saving of Hungate Parish, says Sophie Cabot, who chairs Hungate Medieval Art and will be curating the autumn exhibition.